This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, is this thing on? Hello? Hit it again. I think it's on now. Welcome to Hiker Trash Radio, where each week, Doc will drag some colorful characters out of the woods to talk trail and type 2 fun. If you're aspiring hiker trash, or if you're just looking to understand the hiker trash in your life, look no further. So lace up those boots, gnaw on some jerky, and settle into your 20-mile pace as we fire up the podcast from somewhere deep in the backcountry. It's time to embrace the suck.
All right, break out the jerky and settle in because it's time for another edition of the Last 10 on Hiker Trash Radio. That's right, we've got another bonus episode for you that's going to help us take a deep dive into the mind of some of our favorite guests to find out what makes them tick. We understand here at Hiker Trash Radio that during our regular episodes, we serve up a full-size portion of our guests, and I want you to think of the Last 10 as a bite-sized snack designed to whet your appetite. That's right, Hiker Trash Radio, fun size. I'm going to do my best to get a snapshot of my guest's daily life by using the last 10. 10 questions that all relate to the last time they did or said something. This week's volunteer, and yes, I'm using air quotes on that word, is Jared Campbell. Welcome to the last 10, Jared. Are you ready for this?
Sure. Yep.
He says that very cautiously. Okay. Hey, let's give our listeners a brief thumbnail of who you are and what you do for fun. Tell us who you are in 30 words or less. Go.
I'm a father, engineer, and lover of combining different types of outdoor activities. Some might know me as a runner, some might know me as a climber, but I really love combining those two things with other activities as well. I'm a planner, I'm a studier of maps, and I am someone who's not afraid to take risks, be an early adopter, and learn, and head out where others haven't been.
Just slightly more than 30 words, but well done. Well done. Let's get on with the last...
That was 30 seconds.
10. First question. What was the last adventure you took?
Prior to the Barkley, I was down in Canyonlands, so in southeastern Utah, doing a multi-sport link-up. Most of a day adventure, mostly off trail, did a little bit of pack rafting as part of that, had a tiny bit of rope work and rappelling and pulling packs up cliff bands. I was helping two buddies go see a park that, despite living in Utah most of their life, they'd seen very little of Canyonlands. So I was a tour guide.
Tour guide. Nice. Question number two. What was the last song you listened to?
I don't know. I listen to a lot of information while I drive. Most of what I listen to is like rather informational stuff. Songs. Probably would be something that my daughters have listened to. Probably a Katy Perry song or something. Not by choice, but by association.
Got it.
Let's go
Got
with that.
Question number three. What was the last piece of advice you gave to someone?
Not including you on the prior podcast?
Not including me.
It was a work-related piece of advice, but bringing in elements of things I've learned about stress management. A challenging situation where someone was overthinking a situation. A complicated professional situation where I saw someone reacting and being very stressed out by things. And bringing to the story, or bringing to that situation, many things I've learned from Barclay, and helping them filter out the things they really couldn't control and focus on the things they could, and really calmed that person down and helped them focus on what mattered and got them through it. It's bringing a lot of the things I've learned from endurance events to other situations in life.
I love the transferability of the lessons we learn out there. That's fantastic. Question number four. When was the last time you were surprised?
I wish I would have had these questions beforehand to think about them. Let's see. Like genuinely surprised?
Genuinely surprised.
Wednesday morning, I did take a group out. I do a little morning group run. And I was surprised at the fact that I was in the Wasatch Mountains where I spent my whole life. And I found myself on top of a little peak that I had never been on before. And the people I was with couldn't believe it, nor could I, because people assume I know every inch of this place.
I thought you were going to tell me you were surprised by the weather at the Barclay this year, but that's okay.
That was surprising.
Question number five, what was your last purchase?
We recently bought a camper. The last thing I bought was something for that, because we're actually heading out of town tomorrow night to go to Escalante to do some canyoneering. The last few things I bought were all in preparation for heading out for adventure. I could be more specific if you'd like, but it was definitely something to do with that.
Okay. Question number six. When was the last time you laughed really hard? Big old belly laugh.
Yeah. Probably last night. I have my 7-year-old daughter who is at that stage where she says things sometimes out of the blue, like she's developing her personality, and will just say something completely bizarre that you, I guess I was surprised and I belly laughed about that. And so last night.
7-year-olds are a great resource for laughs. I would agree. Yes. Question number seven, what was the last book you read?
Recently reread the book called The Influencer. It's not influencer the way we think of it today with social media influencers, but it's an exceptional book about how to make big systemic change in the world. So, The Influencer.
Nice.
Great book.
Question number eight. What was the last meal you ate?
Lunch today. It's getting late. I had tacos. I'm a fan of Mexican food.
Okay. Question number nine. What was the last?
The last non-work related thing I Googled was looking up a canyon in Escalante where we're going. So we're going to go down and do Neon Canyon, which is pretty iconic, but there's a canyon just to the south of it that I was looking up actually. Yeah. But let's go with Neon Canyon. I was doing a bunch of research on that because we're going to be down there. Neon Canyon and another one called Egypt 3. So doing homework on that. How many rappels are there? What ropes do I need? Potholes, and looked up the latest water conditions in this canyon, which proved to be pretty full of water, which is a good game changer. So that's the last thing I was Googling, conditions in Escalante canyons.
And as I now know about you, you are a person who does his homework. Nicely done.
This is true.
Question number 10, last question in the last 10, oddly enough, what was the last mistake you made?
Let's see, make lots of mistakes. I think I made it's a professional example, so I'll be a little cryptic about it, but making an assumption about how someone felt about a situation, and I got it wrong, and kind of to course correct there. Yeah. Can I be that cryptic, or would you like a different one?
Absolutely. That's absolutely fine. Course correction is important sometimes.
I will expand a tiny bit. So I'll sometimes think that people are able to respond and handle things maybe similar to me. And sometimes that's a really bad assumption because I can handle stress very well. And I didn't realize that in this case, someone was really struggling with something that I was able to just move past and not be bugged by it. I do think, tying this back to the Barclay discussion, the ability to focus where it makes sense and not stress out where you can't. I roll over things that I know are out of my control. Others don't. And in this case, someone was really worked up by a situation and I assumed that they were handling it like I was, and I was wrong, and they were pretty distraught. So I had to go fix that.
Okay. Hey, that was fantastic. I feel like I know you a little bit better. I hope this has piqued the interest of our listeners. So Jared, thank you very much for coming on The Last 10. If you want to hear more from Jared Campbell, be sure to listen in when his full episode goes live this Friday. Always remember, the trail is the trail. Embrace the suck.